can we talk about a recent bar fight that you were in? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
This is therapy for you. That's why you're here.
Wow. Okay,
I want to help you in all the ways I can. Okay. So, what happened? You didn't start it.
Well, I can't say I wasn't a part of it. No, I mean, I was a part of it. I was, I walked out to go have a cigarette. I was there with some friends. Some guys instigated me, and that's what it was.
How did they instigate you?
You know, some name calling, just stupid, you know.
And you didn't know them?
I didn't know them, no.
Do you feel like because you're a celebrity, does that happen to you where all of a sudden guys are jealous and they're like, oh, you're an actor and I'm going to make fun of that because they're not
actors?
I don't
say that either. You know, it's just an awkward situation. I'm not going to blame it all on that either. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure it does change things. It does change things, you know. I'm not trying to challenge anybody either. I was just there with my friends. But, I mean, people get drunk. People get crazy. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's why it's always bar and fighter together usually because I try to avoid the bars because the fights happen in the... It is. It's silly because people, they drink and then they say stupid things and then it gets out of hand.
Yeah.
And do you care what people, about your public persona?
I mean, the only opinion that really counts, you know, for me, and I don't care how cheesy it sounds, my mother's opinion is very, you know, it's a serious deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the only honest opinion I feel I truly have and the only opinion that really matters to me in my life. And, you know, so you know, and she
comes at me. You can applaud that. I don't blame you.
Yeah, you know, and she comes at me pretty hard.
She does.
Oh, yeah. And my mother's, you know, she's 5 foot one of straight power when she wants to be. You know, but
how would she do in that sorry spin game?
Sorry, not very good. Not very good. She's, but, you know, like Mother's Day, I went over, I wrote her a little card, sort of in the same vein where I sketched this point of view of, like, two thighs up in the air and a doctor in front of the thighs as though she was giving birth. And then in the passageway, it's sort of the doctor analyzing the baby, you know, his thoughts. Oh, it looks like he's going to be a healthy child. He'll probably get arrested 5 times before he's 25. He'll probably, you know, he'll probably crap on himself for 12 years of his life. And he'll probably hide the boxes all over the house. Probably steal money from you. He'll probably scream at you. He'll probably lie to you. He'll probably run away from home, get kicked out of every school he ever went to. But he'll love you more than anybody you'll ever meet in your life, you know, that sort of thing. She started crying. It's very cool.
That's a sweet card.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Now Hallmark's going to come out with a card like that.